Adam Macbuck at second. Tanner Waldrop at first base. Bases loaded, two out. Top of the third, 3-1 Burlington. 1-0 from Cooper. Hit in the air down the left field line, hooking foul. Perez got a lot on it. And we'll try to straighten it out. One ball and one strike. He hit it way up there. It's 330 down each line. Down the left field line, that is. That's where that ball was hit. Down the right field line, it is 330 down each line. To center field, straight away 400 feet. One ball and one strike to Leo Perez. Cooper's pitch. Inside corner, strike two. Some good movement. That slider working nicely for Cooper. In this one, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 to Perez. Slider at 80.4, right on the middle inside. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Just stepping on the plate. It was a drop third strike with the base loaded and two out. Just stepping on the plate was Garrett Garfield to record the out, and the inning is over. E-Town leaves them loaded in the top of the third. Bottom half we go. It remains 3-1 Burlington. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of inning number three we go. 3-1 Burlington, welcome back. It is referred to as Sockville here in Burlington, North Carolina. 3-1 your score going Sockville's way. Bottom of inning number three in a 7-inning Sunday sprint. E-Town trying to keep it a 2-run game. Spencer Atkins out for a 3rd inning of work. The Hampton Inn in Johnson City is the official hotel of the Elizabethton River Riders. When visiting the River Riders, be sure to stay at the Hampton Inn. You can call at 423-929-8000. That's 423-929-8000. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Burlington in the bottom of the third. Thornton, Heckelman, and Tiffin. Actually, it's Heckelman, Tiffin, and Elko. First pitch misses for ball one. Thornton float to right to end the bottom of the second inning. It's 5, 6, and 7. Thornton's batting fourth. Heckelman, Tiffin, Elko. Heckelman at the plate. Got walked in the first inning. 1-0 from Spencer Atkins. That just misses off the edge. Low and away, 2-0. Atkins having a little trouble through two innings finding the strike zone. 5 walks and 2 innings pitched. John Chalupa has made one visit to the mound already. Nobody is currently getting loose in the River Rider bullpen, so going to let Atkins write it out. The pitch count is okay. This will be pitch number 50 coming up right here for him. There's the 2-0, misses down low, and it's 3-0. I mean, the second pitch of this sequence at 86 miles per hour in the four-seam fastball, just missing low and away. I mean, one of those 50-50 balls, and even the sinker at 89, just missing off the edge. He's close around the zone. 3-0 misses out, and it's a four-pitch walk to Heckelman. So Heckelman is on base for the second time with another walk. And it brings up the first baseman, Trey Tiffin, reaching on a fielder's choice. in the first inning. Bases were loaded when Tiffin came up the first time. Spencer Adkins threw out Lee Trevino Jr. at the plate. Runner at first for Burlington, nobody out in the bottom of the third. Atkins' first pitch, hit in the air, hit on the ground, by the glove of Hartzell and a dive and into left field. So this will be a single for Trey Tiffin, at least it should. Hartzell dove for it. That'll be Burlington's third hit of the night, matching up their run total. First and second. So the single for Tiffin makes him 1-for-2 on the night, reaching on that fielder's choice in the first inning. And a single here in the third. Brings up the second baseman, Michael Elko. First and second, nobody out. Corner infielder, at least at third, James Woody the second, playing even with the bag. The first baseman, Colin Sloan, is behind. This one's on the ground to second. Magpuck to Hartzell for one to first. That's a double play. The Boston College middle infield of Magpuck and Hartzell turn it at second. Hartzell to first for the second out. Elko grounds into a double play. Two gone for Garrett Garfield. That BC connection up the middle. Advancing to third was Heckelman. Tiffin out at second on the 4-6. Elko out at first. Going 4-6-3. Two out for the catcher Garrett Garfield. Got walked in the second inning. Ended up scoring run part of that two spot from Burlington. First pitch taken for ball one. Low in the zone. 1-0 count to the catcher Garfield. He's been looking alive behind the plate. Handful of nice blocks for him. 1-0 pitch finds the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Two out in the bottom of the third inning. 3-1 Burlington. It's a big double play to try to take away the Burlington momentum. One ball and one strike the pitch. Fouled off the glove of Waldrop and off the railing, rather, by the E-Town dugout down the first baseline. And a favorable count for Atkins, 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Garrett Garfield. With Brody Block behind him, who has also been walked tonight. Two out. Runner at third is Brian Heckelman. Atkins, 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes to Garfield. Three runs on three hits. No errors for Burlington tonight. They lead by two in this series finale, 3-1. Two and two. Atkins pitch. Curveball. He gets away from Waldrop, and that'll score Heckelman. 4-1 Burlington. It was up in the zone. Another curveball that Atkins just couldn't get on top of. And it's going to bring the count full, 3-2, to Garfield. It's a curveball at 73 miles per hour, way up in the zone. That brings home a run, makes it 4-1 Burlington here in the third. Full count to Garfield. It's a pass ball against Waldrop, scoring the run. 3-2 pitches upstairs as well. And it's a walk to Garfield for the second time this evening. Brings up the right fielder, Brody Block. He got walked in the second. Runner at first for the right fielder, Block. He's been walked, scored a run. Atkins trying to get out of the third inning with only one run across. 4-1 game now in the bottom of the third. First pitch, hit to left down the line. That'll drop a base hit towards the corner. Rolls all the way to the wall. Trent Rice just now scoops it up as rounding third and scoring is Garfield. Throw to the plate won't be in time at all. 5-1 Burlington. Brody Block and RBI double down the left field line. And the Sock Puppets lead by four. It is a two-out double for Brody Block. Smoked one down the line. And even with Trent Rice's speed, nobody was getting to that ball before it hit the fence. At second base is Block, and it's back up top to Nick Allen, who has been walked twice tonight. Got walked in the first inning, scored a run, walked in the second. was thrown out at second on a 4-6. Grounds one right side and through into right field, the base hit. And the green light around third for Brody Block. Perez is thrown to the plate. Will not be in time. Taking second is Allen. 6-1 Burlington. As the sock puppets have exploded for three runs here in the third inning. A handful of this happening with two outs. Nick Allen now at second base. Brody Block scoring. And it's Lee Trevino Jr. singled in the first inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second after E-Town tried to turn that double play in the second inning. But Trevino Jr. just beat it out. First pitch from Atkins to him. Fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Nick Allen gets credit for a single to right field, advancing on the throw home that Brody Block was able to beat out, rounding third. Three runs in the bottom of the third for Burlington to take a 6-1 lead. They lead by five, and it is three runs on three hits in this inning. 0-1 pitch, unable to hold up, was Trevino Jr. Could not check a swing in time, and it's 0-2 on a pitch that was well low and away. 0-2, two out in the bottom of the third. Nick Allen at second base. Three runs on three hits in the inning for Burlington. 0-2 from Atkins. Down low, 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Lee Trevino Jr. 6-for-22 with the Sock Puppets, batting .273 going into tonight. That single in the first inning was his seventh hit in Burlington. 1-2. Low and away, skips away, trying to take third as Allen throw into third. Off the bag, no, kept that left foot on. Did Allen. He takes third on a ball that got away from Waldrop. So now it's an even count, 2-2, and Nick Allen at third base. It was a curveball at 78 miles per hour that missed low and away. 2-2. It's a wild pitch against Atkins, advancing Allen to third. 2-2 to Trevino. Got him looking for strike three on the outside corner. Might have been a late call, but E-Town will take it. Through three, River Riders' deficit has been extended. Burlington strikes for three. 6-1, your score. Through three in Burlington. We're off to the fourth. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Star Fitness is the Tri-City's premier 30,000-square-foot fitness facility hosting the most modern equipment and amenities. Take advantage of the summer student special that includes access to the entire facility for only $100, no enrollment. Start your fitness journey today with the Star family and stay tuned for our second location in Johnson City coming soon. First pitch strike to get us started in the fourth to Colin Sloan. Trey Cooper out for another inning of work. E-Town looking for what would be their sixth base runner. A handful of walks. 0-1 pitch misses outside. One ball and one strike. A handful of walks, but still without a hit to this point. And we only go seven innings. There is no clock in this sport. But they got 12 outs to work with here. Down by 5 now, 6-1. 1-1 pitch is inside, 2 balls and a strike. Burlington struck for 3 runs on 3 hits and left a runner on base. It was a double down the line by Brody Block, a single by Trey Tiffin, but he was thrown out on that double play, and another single from Nick Allen that scored in Block. 2-1 is cut on and missed from Sloan, and it's even 2-2. Sloan 0-1 with a strikeout. Then it's Austin Hartzell behind him and James Woody the second in the 8th spot, 6-7-8 in the E-Town order. 2-2 to Colin Sloan. Outside, and it's full to Sloan, 3-2. 73 pitches for Trey Cooper to this point. Nobody getting loose in the Burlington bullpen. They're going to, of course, let Cooper ride this out as much as he can. 3-2 on the way to Colin Sloan. On the ground and foul towards the Burlington dugout. We'll do it again, 3-2, going to a 7th pitch of the at-bat. 6-1 Sockville in the top of inning number 4. 1 run for the River Riders to this point. 3-2 pitch. That's behind Sloan in the dirt. It's a leadoff walk to Colin Sloan, and the first time he's been on base tonight, as E-Town looks to try to get something going now. Austin Hartzell at the plate. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. That was back in inning number 2. Every single out recorded for Trey Cooper to this point has been a strikeout. 9 outs through 3 innings. He's got 9 strikeouts. Runner at first is Colin Sloan. Nobody out. Cooper's first pitch to Hartzell is outside for 1. River Riders had runners on 2nd and 3rd. Or they actually had the bases loaded in the 3rd inning, not runners in 2nd and 3rd. They left 3 in that top of the 3rd inning. Could not find a run. 1-0 pitch finds the inside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike to Hartzell. Austin Hartzell and then James Woody the second up behind him. Hartzell went 4-for-5 at Boston College. Had insane numbers in the handful of at-bats that he had. 1-1 pitch, strike 2. Down at the knees. A little bit on that inside edge. 1 ball and 2 strikes. To Austin Hartzell. Nobody out. Colin Sloan at first base. It was right on that corner between middle low and middle in. Middle low and low and in. 1-2 pitch is fouled off from Hartzell. We'll do it again. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seeing that slider around 81 miles per hour. A lot of the sinker. Cooper's been dancing in the low 90 range on that. 1-2 again. That's low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Hartzell. Even count to the shortstop at a Boston College. 2-2. At a Bridgewater, Massachusetts. 4-for-5. 2 doubles, a home run. 2-2, low and away. Full count, 3-2. That's Hartzell's college numbers. 4-for-5 at Boston College. An .833 on base percentage, 1.800 slugging, 2 doubles and a home run on the 4 hits that he had, 2-for-3 stealing bases, 1 walk. He only had 1 strikeout in the 5 at-bats that he had. 3-2 to Hartzell. On the ground, broken bat. Foul ball down the first base side. And Hartzell is going to need a new bat. So he walks it back to the dugout. And it's going to be handed off from a couple of hands before it eventually finds its way back to Hartzell. Looked like it was JT Taylor at first to the data coordinator, Jack Rehagen, and then Kane Collins, who was awaiting behind James Woody II, finally handing the bat off to Austin Hartzell. Full count to Hartzell. Sloan at first, nobody out. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on the pitch, low and away. 1 out. 10 strikeouts for Trey Cooper tonight. What a night he is having. James Woody II, he's 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. 10 outs recorded, 10 strikeouts for Trey Cooper. James Woody II. And now we're going to see a visit from Anthony Essie, and there is movement now in the Burlington bullpen. This is 83 pitches for Cooper. Well, ID, who's getting loose for Burlington? Sock Puppets went with a handful of pitchers last night in the loss. Ryan Hench got the start. Ty Panarello came in back of him. He went two innings, an inning from Peyton Messer. Johnny Joseph went an inning, and another inning from Mason Yoakum. And that is the end of the night for Trey Cooper. So he strikes out Austin Hartzell. The pitch count got in the 80s. Anthony Essien decides to take him out. Runner at first, one away. We are going to take a break. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Burlington. It is Reed Plum pitching for Burlington, making his first appearance of the series. And looking at Reed Plum. Who is Reed Plum? Well, he's from Liberty, Missouri. 5 appearances, no starts as a rising sophomore at Central Missouri. Went to Liberty High School in the state of Missouri. 5 appearances, no starts. No wins or losses. An ERA of 10.13. 5 1/3 innings pitched, batting average against a .440, whip of 2.94, 3 strikeouts, 4 walks, 1 home run. So now, with Trey Cooper's night done, he goes 83 pitches, strikes out 10 River Riders in all 10 outs that were recorded to this point. Not allowing a hit, he did allow the 1 run in the first inning. The first guy that Plum will face is James Woody II, 0-for-1, with a strikeout tonight. Runner at first is Colin Sloan, 1 away in the top of the 4th, 6-1 Burlington. Reed Plum's first pitch to Woody II, inside for ball 1. Colin Sloan led the inning off with a walk. He stands at first base. Austin Hartzell followed up behind him. He struck out. James Woody II trying to find a way on. 0-1 pitch hit in the air to right field. And this will be the first out of the ball game. That will not be a strikeout. Catch is made in right by Brody Block for the second out. So Woody II flies out to right. And with 2 gone, it brings up the center fielder, Kane Collins. Kane Collins got walked in inning number 3. He was left at third base when E-Town had the bases loaded and could not cash in. 5-run game going Burlington's way. Runner at first to Sloan and 2 out. First pitch to Collins. Outside corner for strike 1. Kane Collins, 7th on the team in OPS 702. 10-for-32 at the plate. 3 walks, 6 stolen bases. He shares the team lead with Trent Rice at 6. 0-1 pitch from Plum. Outside 1-1 to Collins. He's got 8 runs scored in 8 games, 2 RBIs, no extra base hits, so the slugging percentage, that is identical to the batting average at .313, OBP of .319. This one's hit in the air, shallow left field, and calling everybody off is a left fielder, Tyler Albright, to end the inning. So a leadoff walk from Colin Sloan. Reed Plum comes in with 1 out after a 10th strikeout from Trey Cooper, forces back-to-back flyouts. Bottom of inning number 4 we go, 6-1 Burlington. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uncle Ray's, the official potato chip of the Elizabethton River Riders. Uncle Ray's produces the highest quality chips and snacks with natural ingredients that make anyone say that they're beyond good. You can shop online at UncleRay's.com. End of the night for Spencer Atkins. He finishes going three innings, allowing those six runs. It is a massive deficit for Brandon Haston to deal with. Out of Jackson State University, transferred there from Georgia State near Atlanta. As Haston will try to keep this thing where it is at a five-run deficit. At Jackson State for Haston, 19 appearances, 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 losses, a 6.04 ERA, in 44 and two-thirds innings pitched. A batting average against of .287, whip of 1.67, 36 strikeouts, 23 walks. He allowed 3 home runs. The rising senior lefty out of Jackson State. From Dallas, you might think Texas. No, Dallas, Georgia. 6'1", 185. He went to East Paulding High School. And he will face in the Burlington order, the heart of that order, 3-4-5, Albright, Thornton, Heckelman. Tyler Albright has a couple of RBIs tonight. A sacrifice fly in the second inning. He singled in the first. That brought home Nick Allen. Ended up advancing to second on an error. Bromley Thornton behind him is over two with a line out and a fly out. Heckelman has been walked twice and has scored a run. Two RBIs in the night for Albright. It's a lefty on righty. Haston the lefty, Albright the righty. First pitch on the ground, left side. It gets by Hartzell into left field. James Woody the second could not get over to it. Neither could Hartzell. He had a lot more ground to cover. It's a leadoff single for Tyler Albright, and he is 2-for-2 on the night. Brings up the third baseman, Bromley Thornton. 0-for-2. He lined out to second in the first inning. Flew out to right in inning number 2. Bromley Thornton at a UNC Wilmington did more pitching than he did hitting. But so far as a batter at Burlington, is the first pitch he sees. He takes for strike 1. Almost right over the heart of the plate. Batting .278 at Burlington this year for the Sock Puppets. 5-for-18, 1 double, 2 RBIs, 4 runs scored, 2 walks, 1 stolen base, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, that is. A runner taking off on the first pitch. It's a called strike. Throw to second from Waldrop. Was a little off the bag. MacPock thought he had him on the off-balance tag attempt, but getting in safely was Albright. It was a great jump from Waldrop on the throw over. It was a great pop on a great jump also from Albright, but a throw from Waldrop a little offline. Albright able to take it. It's an 0-2 count now to Thornton. Haston to look at second. 0-2 pitch. Just off the plate. A great 0-2 from Haston. A ball and two strikes. Better take on an 0-2. After a couple of called strikes on a couple of sliders, the fastball at 89 out of the hand of Haston. 89.7, you can round it to 90. One ball and two strikes. A look at second. Haston's 1-2. Fouled straight back from Thornton. We'll do it again. Bromley Thornton has put a couple of balls in play tonight, but he's 0-for-2. He's got a runner at second base in Albright with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. 6-1 Burlington. That single for Albright was Burlington's sixth hit of the night. They lead in that category 6-0. And this is only a seven-inning game. 1-2 from Haston. Swing and a miss on the pitch on the outside corner for strike three. And just the second sock puppet to go down on strikes tonight. And the first one to go down swinging. Lee Trevino Jr. looked at strike three in the third inning. Thornton goes down swinging in the fourth. Brian Heckelman now to the plate. Doesn't have any at-bats. He's got two plate appearances. He's been walked twice tonight. He's been walked twice, scored a run in the third inning, grounds one right side and threw into right field, a base hit. And the green light around third, Perez's throw to the plate will be cut off by Sloan. Scoring from second is Albright, 7-1 Burlington. So now it is a six-run lead for the Sock Puppets at 7-1 in the fourth. And it brings up Trey Tiffin. First hit of the night for Heckelman is an RBI single to right. And Trey Tiffin, the first baseman, reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, singled in the third, and was thrown out at second on that 4-6-3 double play. Haston, a light toss to first on a light pickoff attempt. Not showing his best move right away. Just checking on Heckelman at first base. Heckelman got back standing up. Haston, a couple looks at first. First pitch is hit in the air to left field. Trent Reichs a couple of steps in. He's got it. 2-0. Back to first goes Heckelman. So Trey Tiffin flies out to left field. Brings up the second baseman, Michael Elko. He's 0-for-2 on the night. Grounded out to the pitcher who was Atkins at the time in the first inning. Then in the third inning, hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Runner at first. 2-out. Bottom of inning number 4, 7-1, Burlington. Haston's first pitch to Elko. Swing and a miss. Blew one by him on the inside corner, 0-1. Runner at first base is Brian Heckelman. 2-out. Burlington has struck for another run to lead 7-1 here in the fourth. 0-1 from Haston. Fouled off to the left side. Just over the Burlington dugout off the netting, and it's 0-2. Seeing a changeup out of Haston around 88 miles per hour, then another changeup that clocked at 90 out of the hand of Haston. A couple looks at first, 0-2 pitch. That's well outside. A ball and two strikes to the second baseman, Michael Elko. Runner at first is Heckelman with two out. 1-2 to Elko. Garrett Garfield awaiting on deck for Burlington. Haston's 1-2 pitch. Just off the plate on the outer edge. We're even 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Two out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brian Heckelman at first base with an RBI single to right has made it 7-1. 2-2 pitch. Hit to right down the line. A fair ball base hit for Michael Elko. Perez will cut it off as Elko rounds first on his way to second. It is a two-out double for Michael Elko. Staying at third is Heckelman. Second and third for Garrett Garfield. And Garfield's on-base percentage will skyrocket after tonight. He's been walked twice this evening and has scored a run both times he's gotten on base. It has been all Burlington in this seven-inning sprint. 7-1 your score. They have struck for at least a run in every inning to this point. A run in the first, two in the second, three in the third, one here in the fourth. A fresh count to Garrett Garfield, the catcher. First pitch fouled off the netting behind the plate, 0-1. It was 3-4-5 to start off this inning with Brandon Haston appearing on the mound for the first time in this series. River Riders went with four pitchers yesterday. Pensick got the start, then Gus Rogers made his debut, Caden Carroll, and then Elijah Carney came in for the bottom of the ninth inning and the sudden death inning that went E-Town's way. 0-1 on the way is in the dirt, 1-1 to Garrett Garfield. Garfield has scored 2 runs tonight. He's been walked twice. And he, like Heckelman, until his single to right, does not have currently an official at-bat. This one, potential to be his first as he fouls one off broken bat to the right side. A little bit of a snap of the bat, and he'll walk back to the dugout and get a new one. You can barely even see on Heckelman's jersey. He's got so much dirt on the front part of his uniform. He is behind the plate catching for Burlington. He's got so much dirt on the front of his jersey, you can barely even read the Burlington letters across the front of it. It's a white jersey that reads Burlington across the front. Numbers on the front and back. E-Towns are just on the back in gold. River Riders are in their blue with E-Town across the front. Back in the blue hats with the light blue. 1-2 pitch. Outside corner for strike three to end the inning. 2 strikeouts for Brandon Haston, gets out of the fourth. Burlington, though, strikes for another run. 5th inning we go. 9 outs to work with for E-Town. They trail it 7-1. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families, and one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
5th inning we go. It is a 7-1 game going Burlington's way. The River Riders, through 4 innings, still don't have a hit. They're down by 6. 10 strikeouts through the first 12 outs of the ballgame. They've got 9 to work with. It's only a 7-inning game, remember. I know I've said it a lot of times tonight, but we are only going 7. 7-1 your score going Burlington's way. Leading things off will be Trent Rice, the leadoff left fielder, playing his college ball at Oakland. He takes ball 1, low and away. It remains Reed Plum on the mound for Burlington. Trent Rice scored the game's first run. Since then, Burlington has scored the last 7. 1-0 pitch, fouled off, back into the glove of Garfield, 1-1. Rice was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Ended up reaching 2nd after Magpaw got walked. Then he stole 3rd, scored on a Tanner Waldrop, dropped 3rd strike. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, 2-1 to Rice. Magpaw also stole a bag. He stole 2nd, and then on the drop 3rd that Rice scored, he took 3rd. But then Leo Perez struck out to end the inning. Rice pops one up right behind the plate towards the netting. Catch is made right towards the netting for Garfield for the first out. By Garfield for the first out. So Rice pops out to begin the top of inning number 5. 1 out for Adam Magpak. He's been walked twice tonight. He has been the only River Rider to reach base more than once this evening. Waldrop has been walked. Colin Sloan got walked. Kane Collins has been walked. Trent Rice hit by a pitch again to start the ball game. Everybody else has either struck out every time they've been up, or struck out and flown out. 1 out for Adam Magpak. Waldrop's on deck. Lefty against righty. First pitch to Magpak. A foul tip into the glove of Garfield. 0-1. Of the 10 strikeouts for the River Riders, 4 have been looking. And there were 2 in the second, 2 in the third. Trying to put something in play, trying to find a base runner. 0-1 pitch misses outside. 1-1. It's as simple as that. The River Riders need base runners right now. Guys in the top of the order like Trent Rice and Adam Magpuck trying to lead that charge. A couple of guys that have been swinging hot bats for E-Town. 1-1 pitch is high and away. 2-2. Magpuck has been on base twice. Does not have an official at-bat with 2 walks. Still 0-0 in that department. But the on-base percentage will rise. 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Magpuck a little ahead of the 2-1 as pulling the string was Plum. 2-2. 1 out in the top of inning number 5 in a 7-1 game. 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground right side and fell. And we will do it again. 2-2. One run for the River Riders. 1 error. A handful of base runners. But still no hits on the board. 2-2 from Plum. Hit down the left field line and foul ground and out of play. And we'll do it again. 2-2. Adam Magpuck came into this ball game with an on-base percentage of .457, which is third on the team. 2-2 pitch is well inside, and it's 3-2. Actually, it's .486. I was looking at the wrong name. OBP of .486 for Magpuck. That's third on the team. Trent Rice leads the charge at .615. 3-2 pitch is cut on and missed. Strikeout for Magpuck. He's down swinging, 2 out. And it brings up Jaden Loebliner in the 3 spot. He hit 2 home runs last night. He's 0-2 tonight with 2 strikeouts. Out of the 3 spot as the DH. Jaden Loebliner, 5-14 going into tonight. Batting average of .357. That's as a River Rider going 5-14, third on the team in average at .357. First pitch is outside for .01 to Loebliner. With Tanner Waldrop right behind him. 2 out in the top of the 5th. 7-1 Burlington. 1-0 from Plum. Outside, 2-0. A check down the line to see if he went around. No. Says the field umpire, it is 2-0. 2-0 to the DH, Jaden Loebliner. Plum's pitch fouled off, and that one got a piece of Garfield behind the plate. And the home plate umpire signaling for the athletic trainer who is standing outside of the dugout, Anthony Essie, and the manager is going to come out and take the walk instead. Now the athletic trainer will follow. Loebliner steps out of the box as all eyes turn to Garfield. Field manager Anthony Essie, the first one to reach him. On one knee, took a foul tip in a spot that does not feel good. Right around the waist area. He's just on one knee is Garfield. Putting weight on his left. His left knee is the one that's up. Right knee is the one that's on the ground. He puts the mask back on. No examination needed, which is always a good sign. Just a couple of questions, making sure he's okay. And we're ready for some more baseball. 2-0 to Loebliner. With 2 out in the top of the 5th inning. And Burlington leading 7-1. 2-1 pitch from Plum. Outside corner for a strike, 2-2, Loebliner taking. 2-2 with 2 out. Bottom of inning number 5 in a 6-run game. Coming set is Plum. 2-2, on its way. Just outside, off the edge. A good take from Loebliner on a great spot by Plum. full count, 3-2. Top of inning number 5. E-Town looking for a base runner. They've had one in every inning except the second so far. 3-2. Hit in the air down the right side and foul ground and hooking out of play. This will bounce in the bleachers and roll over the top. There is netting right above the bleachers. Maybe potentially parking lot protection as it goes a long way behind the bleachers. It's also protecting what appears to be, no, that's what it's for. It's protecting the fun zone. Looks like there's a speed pitch back there. River Riders also have a speed pitch in Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. 3-2 pitch, hit in the air, right center field. Racing in on it and calming everybody off is the right fielder. Brody Block has got it, and the inning is over. River Riders down in order in the top of inning number 5. Bottom of the 5th, we go. It is still 7-1 Burlington. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Bottom of inning number 5 we go. Welcome back to Burlington. 7-1 Sock Puppets. We took one scoreboard update. How about a second one? Top of inning number 7 in two games so far out of the 5 going on. The other 3 are in the 5th inning, as is this one. Going to the bottom of the 7th, Pulaski and Danville are scoreless. Danville scored 15 runs last night, shutting out Pulaski. Going to the bottom of the 7th, nobody has scored. Top of the 7th inning, Greenville hanging on against Kingsport. That game is for first place in the West Division. 3-2 Greenville over the Axemen, and they've got a runner at first and one away. Both sides have 5 hits and 1 error. Johnson City has extended the lead on Bristol. It is 7-2 with a runner at second and one away. And Bluefield has turned it on Tri-State, 7-4, going to the bottom of the 5th. Brandon Haston's first pitch to Brody Block misses up high for ball 1 to get us started in the bottom of inning number 5 in our game. 7-1 your score. 9-1-2 for Burlington. Block, Allen, and Trevino Jr. Lefty on lefty, 1-0 from Haston. Cut on and missed. Inside corner, 1-1. 7 runs on 8 hits. No errors for Burlington tonight. They lead by 6, 7-1. Every game so far throughout this series between these two teams, so the 1-1 is cut on and missed. Another pitch up high in the zone from Haston. The first two games of the series decided by 2 runs. Last night went into a tiebreaker into sudden death. It is going to read on the schedule as a 7-7 final, but Elizabethton winning via the tiebreaker. Tonight, been a little bit of a different story. 1-2 from Haston up high. 2-2. Waldrop tried to frame it behind the plate, ducking the glove after bringing it down. It's an even count, 2-2. Brody Block on the night out of the 9 spot. Got walked in the second inning, scored a run, doubled in the third, scored a run there as well. 2-2 from Brandon Haston. Just off the edge. Missing low and away. Full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. to block. Haston comes set. 3-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. Going back outside. Haston with another strikeout. One gone for Nick Allen. Nick Allen on the night out of the leadoff spot. Got walked in the first inning. Walked in the second inning. Singled in the third. He has scored one run this evening. 7-1 Burlington. Bottom of inning number five in a seven-inning game. One out. Haston's first pitch. Just inside for ball one. Maybe a little bit low as well. Low and in. 1-0 count. Starting off with a slider at 75. Just off the corner. 1-0 pitch. That's also down low. 2-0. First pitch was a slider at 75. Fires that second pitch almost right in the same spot. Change up at 89. Trying to find that corner at the knees on the inner third. 2-0 from Haston. Swing and a miss. Brings it back outside this time, opening up the zone. 2-1 to Nick Allen, the center fielder for Burlington. With Brandon Haston on the mound, this is his third appearance. He's pitched four innings, allowed four hits, two runs, both earned. Walked three, struck out four to this point. 4.50 ERA, tied for seventh on the team. 2-1 pitch on its way. That just misses. Three balls and a strike. Haston unable to find that low part of the zone. 3-1. Nick Allen on the other side. Fourth on the team in batting average at 296. 8-27 going into tonight. 3-1 pitch down the right side and fell. Just missing the River Rider bullpen. If you were with us last night, then you heard me say that the bullpens here are wide open. At Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark, they are in right field in the corner. The fence has been moved up to make room for the bullpens, which are protected by a shortened fence compared to the elevated fence around the rest of the ballpark. Here in Burlington, it's like Tropicana Field. They are wide open down each baseline. That's in Tampa. Down each baseline, just wide open, an area dirt mound, and then it appears to be turf, potentially. 3-2 pitch, just missing inside for ball four, and it's a one-out walk to Nick Allen. Turf where the plate is, where catchers would line up, and pitchers can get loose. One out for Lee Trevino Jr. He singled in the first inning, reached on the fielder's choice in the second, went down looking in the third. This is the first time he will not be up in a consecutive inning. He did not get a plate appearance in inning number four. Six sock puppets came to the plate in that inning with three scoring. Or with one scoring, rather. Only one. They scored three in the third. One run came home in the fourth. Runner at first and one out. First offering from Haston on the ground. Slow roller down the third base line. Could be trouble. James Wood at the second won't have a throw. Brandon Haston could not get over to it. It's a tough play down the line. It's not turf, so the ball can sink off the grass, but it just stayed on the grass, just parallel with that third base line. Lee Trevino Jr. reaching on what you might call it a swinging bunt single, although he didn't technically bunt. Lee Trevino Jr. at first base, advancing to second is Nick Allen, and it's Tyler Albright. Singled in the fourth, scored a run, stole a base. Sacrifice fly in the second. Singled in the first, drove in a run there. He's got two RBIs on the night. First and second, one out. Of course, this rule is a hit. This one's on the ground, right side, base hit. Nick Allen will be waved home around third. Perez's throw cut off by Sloan. No, it goes through. Waldrop missed the tag. Diving in with a hand slide into the plate is Nick Allen. 8-1 Burlington. Sloan faked like he was going to take it off the cutoff. It long hopped into home to Waldrop, but he didn't have enough time to swing around to swipe the tag on Allen, so he scores. Trevino Jr. stays at second. It's another RBI for Tyler Albright, his third of the night. And he's got his third ahead of the ballgame. Three singles, three for three, and that sacrifice fly. And it brings up Bromley Thornton, 0-for-3 in the cleanup spot. Line out to second in the first, flipped to right in the second. He went down swinging in the third. First offering from Haston. Just missing. Maybe a little up. Waldrop trying to frame it at the top part of the zone. Ball one. So now it's an 8-1 game in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8 runs on 10 hits tonight for Burlington. 1-0 from Haston. Outside 2-0. Bromley Thornton is the only sock puppet to not reach base tonight. Now, he is not the only one. Or is he the only one? No, he is not the only one that doesn't have a hit. Brody Block has been on twice, but that's off 2 walks. 2-0 pitch finds the zone 2-1. Nick Allen's got a hit. Lee Trevino Jr.'s got 2 hits. Tyler Albright just picked up his third. Bromley Thornton 0-3. A hit for Brian Heckelman, but he's also been walked twice. 1 hit for Trey Tiffin. A double for Michael Elko. 2 walks for Garrett Garfield, and a strikeout as Haston goes back to second, getting back with a head-first dive. It was a full-on wheel back to second from Haston, and reaching base safely at second base was Trevino. He got back with that head-first dive. It's Garfield, not Block, that has also not joined the hit parade for Burlington tonight. 2 balls and a strike, Haston's pitch. Fouled back off the netting, and we're even 2-2. Start him off with a slider at 72, the changeup in the high 80s, 87 and then 86.6 to make it 2-1. And then another changeup at 87.9, fastest changeup Haston has thrown in the sequence. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Bromley Thornton. Haston to look at second, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Thornton down on strikes for the second time. He is 0-4 in the cleanup spot. Brings up Brian Heckelman, who has singled. That was back in the fourth inning, just an inning ago. They got walked the first 2 times up and has scored a run. Runners are at first and second with 2 out in the bottom of inning number 5. 8-1 game going Burlington's way. Haston a look at second, first pitch, down low and in for ball one. Lee Trevino Jr. at second base. Tyler Albright's at first. Both of those players have multiple hits tonight. 1-0 count to the DH Heckelman. Haston to look at second with a pitch clock at 8. 1-0 is foul tipped into the glove of Waldrop. 1-1. E-Town will return home after this one concludes, a 2-game set against Danville starting Tuesday, the 18th. They will get tomorrow off, a chance to reset, recharge the batteries, and then play Danville Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 o'clock start times for both games. 1-1 pitch finds the top part of the zone, 1-2. So Haston, after he couldn't find that top part of the zone for a couple of pitches, finds it on the 1-1 and gets ahead of ball and 2 strikes. 1-2. After they get Danville, back on the road for Kingsport, then home for Kingsport to round out that 2-game series against the Axemen. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Brian Heckelman. Haston to look at second, 1-2 on its way. Swing and a miss! Heckelman down on strikes for the first time tonight. 3 Ks in the fifth inning for Brandon Haston. Sixth inning we go. Burlington does add another run. They've made it an 8-1 game. Off to the sixth. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Little Caesars Pizza is the official pizza of the Elizabethton River Riders. You can head to your nearest Little Caesars Pizza today or shop online at littlecaesars.com. Pizza, pizza. Six outs to work with for E-Town, but the deficit has grown by another run. They trail at 8-1 through 5, going to the sixth. 4-5 and 6 for the River Riders, Waldrop, Perez, and then Colin Sloan. Tanner Waldrop on the night, 0-1. Struck out in the first inning, got walked in the third. Waldrop standing on the plate, standing in the batter's box, that is, rather, for the third time this evening. As Job Olson takes over on the mound for Burlington, a pitching change for the Sock Puppets. Rising junior just wrapped up his sophomore season, his second year at Reedley College out in California. Waldrop takes a first pitch ball outside. Job Olson, 19 appearances, 10 starts at Reedley, batting average against of .224, 55 and two-thirds innings pitched, 3-5 win-loss record, a 5.34 ERA. Whip of 1.65, 50 strikeouts, 46 walks. He allowed three home runs. 1-0 misses off the outside edge. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to Tanner Waldrop. Searching for their first base runner since the fourth inning. We're here in the sixth in a seven-run game going Burlington's way. 2-0 to Waldrop. Swing and a miss. Got the pitch he wanted, but could not get a bat on it. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Coming set is Job Olson. 2-1 on the way. Hit in the air down the right field line towards the corner. This ball is going to one-up the wall. And there's the first hit of the night. Waldrop on his way to second, slides in with a leadoff double. Tanner Waldrop puts a good charge into one to right field. It actually didn't even one-hop off the wall, off the fence directly. It's a leadoff double, and there is E-Town's first hit of the ball game. The combined no-hit effort from Burlington that lasted three pitchers is gone. And it brings up Leo Perez. He's looking to find a way on base for the first time tonight, 0-2, with two strikeouts, both swinging in the first and third. Waldrop at second, nobody out. It's a run on a hit, one error also for the River Riders. Ball one to Perez. Colin Sloan up behind him. He got walked in the fourth inning. He led off that fourth inning with a walk. After that, a strikeout and two flyouts quickly brought that fourth inning to a close. 1-0 to Perez. Olson a look at second. Takes a second look at Waldrop. 1-0 pitch. Fouled it straight back. 1-1. One ball and one strike to Leo Perez. Made one start in 2024 at Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach, Florida. In 2023, he went 3-for-8 at the plate with the Wildcats. 1-1 pitch. Swing and could not hold up. Waldrop taking off for third as the ball got away. Garfield scoops up as Waldrop takes third. A ball and two strikes to Leo Perez. Now he's got a battle. The pitch was in the dirt. It was a curveball at 76 that Perez just could not hold up on the check swing. Falls behind 1-2. 1-2 coming from Olson. That's down low and in. 2-2. It is ruled as a wild pitch against Olson, moving Waldrop to third. 1-2 missing low and in. Two balls and two strikes to Leo Perez. With nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. A little slow roller down the third baseline. We'll do it again. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. With nobody out to Perez. Waldrop at third. Looking to bring home a potential second run. 2-2 from Olson. Ground ball. Left side and foul. We'll do it again. It remains 2-2. Leo Perez without a hit tonight, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. This battle will go to a seventh pitch right here. 2-2 again from Olsen. Up high and in, and it's full. Off to an eighth. Tanner Waldrop at third, led the sixth off with a double to right for E-Town's first hit of the ball game. Missing on a changeup was Olsen. 3-2 to Perez. Hit to the right side, takes a bounce. Waldrop stays put, it's bobbled. Waldrop will score. Perez is out at first for the first out. Waldrop scoring makes it 8-2. An RBI ground out for Leo Perez. One out for Colin Sloan. It's an 8-2 game in the sixth. And now it's Colin Sloan. Got walked in the fourth inning, went down looking in the second. So Leo Perez grounding out to first, an unassisted first out. Trey Tiffin over at first bobbled it initially, but Perez was not even really halfway down the line as Tiffin then scooped it up, stepped on the bag. Waldrop ended up scoring to make it 8-2. First pitch to Sloan is inside for ball one. So now it's an 8-2 game in the top of the sixth. River Riders picked up their first hit. Got themselves back on the scoreboard for the first time since taking the initial 1-0 lead in the first inning. 1-0 to Sloan, just misses 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to the first baseman, Colin Sloan, from Bel Air, Texas. Played his college ball at Yale this past year. Slugging of .213, OBP of .196 with four doubles. 2-0 pitch, misses inside. 3-0 to Sloan. Three balls and no strikes to Colin Sloan. Nobody on and one out. One run home in the inning. 3-0 from Olsen. Taking all the way. Strike one. Three balls and a strike. Or two balls and a strike, rather. Not three. Olsen's pitch. Strike two on the outside corner. It actually was 3-1. Sloan was on his way to first. Instead, it's a called strike, and now it's full to Sloan, 3-2. I was right the first time. Three balls and two strikes to Sloan with one out in the top of the sixth. Olsen's pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Sloan thought that was also ball four. He was almost jogging down the first base line as he gets called out on strikes. Two out. And it's Austin Hartzell. 0 for 2 with two strikeouts tonight. So coming back down 3-0 in the count was Joe Olsen recording the second out. Two gone for Austin Hartzell. Nobody on. One home in the inning for the River Riders. First offering from Joe Olsen. Swing and a miss. Hartzell out in front on a pitch that found the outside part of the zone. 0-1. Two runs, one hit, one error for the River Riders tonight. They trail by six. 0-1 pitch to Hartzell, outside 1-1. Danville is next for the River Riders. To continue on this East Division tour, they'll wrap up their season series with the Otterbots starting on Tuesday. 1-1 cut on and missed. Hartzell lunging at a pitch outside. Falls behind a ball and two strikes. Hartzell looking to put a ball in play. He has struck out both times he's been up tonight. He's got a battle behind 1-2 with two out. 1-2 from Olsen. That just misses. A great take from Hartzell on a pitch that did not miss by much. 2-2. Just a little up on the fastball, around 87 out of the hand of Olsen. 2-2 to Hartzell. Fouled straight back off the netting. And we'll do it again. 2-2. Fastball at 85 out of the hand of Olsen. We're seeing the changeup in the 80-mile-per-hour range with a four-seam fastball between 85 to 87. 2-2 again, high and away. Full count to Hartzell, 3-2. Two out in the top of the sixth. Tanner Waldrop started the inning off with a double off the right field wall. ended up scoring on a Leo Perez ground out to first. He advanced to third on a wild pitch. Did Waldrop then scored on the ground out. 3-2 is in the dirt, and Austin Hartzell is on with a two-out walk. So he battles back, finds a way on base for the first time tonight, and it brings up the third baseman, James Woody II, 0-for-2 tonight, strikeout swinging in the second inning, flew out to right in inning number four. Hartzell at first, two away in the top of the sixth. E-Town needs a big spurt of runs right here. First offering to Woody outside, looking back to first is Garfield, and Hartzell gets back with a head-first dive, getting that right hand on the bag. James Woody II ahead in the count 1-0. First pitch missed outside for a ball. Fastball at 86 on a pitch out. Righty on righty. 1-0 to Woody II. Hit in the air right center field. This will drop in. A base hit. Hartzell will round second and stop there. First and second, James Woody II has his first hit of the night. And the second of the ball game for the River Riders. And now, did Hartzell get tagged out at second base? Burlington is running off the field. Jeremy Owens, who was the first base coach tonight, came out to talk to the field umpire. Austin Hartzell was called out at second base. He got tagged out. And that's how the top of the sixth ends. So with potentially runners at first and second for Kane Collins, they're still talking about it down the first base line, but Burlington is already off the field. River Riders getting their hats and gloves. They're going to take the field for the bottom of the sixth. 8-2, your score. A wild sequence that hasn't even been scored yet on the official game day site on appyleague.com. We'll figure all of it out next. Bottom of the sixth we go. 8-2 Burlington. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning we go. Welcome back to Burlington, North Carolina. 8-2, your score, and a new pitcher for the River Riders. The end of the night for Brandon Haston. It is the submarine sensation Johnny Montgomery's turn. He's made a couple of appearances for E-Town this season. He's a rising junior, just finished off at Allegheny College in Maryland. He'll be the third pitcher of the night for the River Riders. Montgomery had a 4-1 win-loss record at Allegheny. 4.22 ERA, 21 and a third innings pitched, 15 appearances, one start, batting average against of 173, 1.27 whip, 22 strikeouts, 14 walks, he allowed two home runs. And he will face off against 6-7-8 in the Burlington order. Trey Tiffin, Michael Elko, and Garrett Garfield. Bottom of the sixth, 8-2 Burlington in this series finale. First offering from Montgomery inside, and that hits Tiffin. A leadoff hit by pitch to be in the bottom of the sixth. Puts a runner on for Michael Elko. who doubled to right his last time around. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Grounded out to the pitcher Spencer Atkins in the first inning, hit into a double play in the third, then doubled in the fourth. Runner at first for Elko. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. 8-2 Burlington. First pitch outside corner, strike one. 0-1 count to Michael Elko, the second baseman playing his college ball at Richmond. Did not have any at-bats in 2024. Montgomery looks to first, and back safely goes Trey Tiffin. Trey Tiffin's over at first base. We're still not entirely sure what happened to end the top of the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch is inside, one ball and one strike. The way that it was ruled on the game day website, if you're also following along with kind of the live stats feed. So James Woody singles to right field. Austin Hartzell rounded second base. The working theory, and again, this is only a theory, 1-1 from Montgomery's on the ground right side. That'll get through into right field for a base hit. And stopping at second base is Trey Tiffin. Michael Elko is 2-for-4 on the night. The working theory is that either one of two things happened. Hartzell missed the bag, and then the shortstop, Lee Trevino Jr., stepped on the second base bag, making Hartzell out, or he rounded the second base bag, blocks throw from right, came into Trevino Jr., the shortstop, and he tagged Hartzell out with his foot off the second base bag. For Burlington, here in the bottom of the sixth, runners are at first and second. There are still no outs. First pitch, outside corner, strike one to Garrett Garfield, who has been on base twice tonight. In three plate appearances, two walks, went down looking in the fourth inning. 0-1 count. River Riders in the top of the seventh will have 9-1-2 due up. Collins, Rice, and Magpak needing for now a sixth spot. 0-1 pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. A game that got started at 5:32 Eastern Time has gone now 2 hours 15 minutes, almost right on the nose of 2:15. 0-2 count to the catcher Garrett Garfield outside for ball one. Starting him off with a couple of curveballs. Velocity for Montgomery is in the 70s range. He's not your 90-mile-an-hour kind of guy, but he's got a lot of great movement. That's what makes him strong. 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to second. Magpak goes to Hartzell for one. Throw to first is in time, a double play. That BC connection, the middle infield, strikes again. They go 4-6-3 for the second time tonight. Tiffin to third, two out for Brody Block. So Garfield hits into a double play. Elko out at second on the 4-6. It's a 4-6-3 double play. Two out for the right fielder, Brody Block, who has been on base with a walk in the second, doubled in the third. He went down swinging in inning number five. First pitch is hit in the air, right to Adam Magpak, and the inning is over. Block lines out on a soft liner to second. Sixth inning complete. River Riders need six. Going to the seventh. They trail by that amount. Going to the seventh. 8-2, your score. You're listening to River Rider Baseball.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Top of inning number seven we go. Welcome back to Burlington. 9-1-2 coming up for the River Riders. Down by six, 8-2 your score, down to the final three outs in the series finale. They took game one of the series last night in sudden death. And they are down to their last life here in this second game, needing a massive spurt of offense, something that has come at a premium tonight, a rarity, rather, for the River Riders. Two runs on just two hits and one error for E-Town tonight. That is their overall line score. It is to this point. Although that game against Danville, that series finale, was a nine-inning game and they only finished with a run on two hits, not nearly as many strikeouts in that game as compared to this one. Trey Cooper got the start and the 10 outs that he recorded were all on strikeouts, four of them looking. Kane Collins will be the first guy to face off against Jarek Hobb, who's now on the mound for Burlington. Hobb, rising junior at Stony Brook, 0-1 win-loss record, 7.04 ERA and 15 and a third innings pitched. First offering to Kane Collins, finds the low part of the zone, 0-1. Kane Collins, on the night, got walked in the third, flew out to left in inning number four. 0-1 to Collins, low and away, 1-1. Jarek Hobb made 10 appearances, no starts at Stony Brook. Batting average against of 288, 7.04 ERA, 0-1 win-loss record, 15 and a third innings pitched. Whip of 212, 1-1 to Collins. That's low and away, 2-1. Whip of 212 for Hobb, 12 strikeouts, 15 walks, did not allow a home run. He is from Rotterdam, New York. Went to Shalmont High School. 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed on the inside corner, 2-2 to Collins. Two hits on the night for E-Town. They trail by six, 8-2. A game that just got away from them early. We're unable to bounce back. 2-2 is in the dirt, and it's full to Collins, 3-2. Kane Collins and then Trent Rice up behind him, who was 0-2 on the night with a run scored. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. And Adam Magpock in the two spot. As Collins, 3-2, is fouled off down the third base line. Out of play. We'll do it again. Jarek Hobb just looked at his Stony Brook numbers. He's fourth on the team in ERA at 225 through just four innings of work. Two hits, one run, it was earned, one walk, seven strikeouts. And there was walk number two, 3-2 just misses in for a leadoff walk to Kane Collins. Garrett Garfield thought it was strike three. He was ready to throw over to third to Bromley Thornton. He looked back at the home plate umpire and you want to know where that pitch was. Brings up Trent Rice. E-Town will take it, of course. Leadoff walk to Collins. He's on for the second time. Trent Rice at the plate. Hit by a pitch in the first inning. Went down looking in the third. Popped out to second in inning number five. First pitch to Rice. Inside for ball one. Whip for Jarek Hobb of 0.75. The seven strikeouts, one walk. 1-0 finds the zone. Rice taking 1-1. E-Town down to the final three outs. Runner at first is Kane Collins. E-Town needs six runs at least in this inning alone. This one's on the ground to second. Flip to the bag for one. Throw to first is in time. A double play. A 4-6-3 double play. Elko to Trevino Jr. to Tiffin. And in a flash, E-Town is down to its final out. It's a 4-6-3 double play. And the third 4-6-3 double play turned of the night. E-Town has done it twice. And now Burlington turns one. And it's all up to Adam Magpock with two out in the seventh. First pitch from Hobb. Ball one to Magpock. Adam Magpock on the night. Walked twice the first two times he was up. One stolen base. Has not scored a run. He went down swinging in the fifth. 1-0 misses outside. 2-0 to Magpock. Jaden Loeblinder following up behind Magpak, who was 0 for 3 on the night. 2-0 pitch. Hit in the air right center field. Tooking towards the gap. The catch will be made in deep right field by Brody Block, and that'll end the ballgame. Burlington got off to a hot start. River Riders scored the first run, but Burlington answered a half inning later. They end up striking for 8 runs between the bottom of the first through the bottom of the fifth. They take the series finale. Burlington and Eatown finish each other off going 2-2 in the regular season against each other. Burlington takes the series finale between the Sock Puppets and River Riders by a final score of 8-2. Burlington finishes with 8 runs on 11 hits and no errors. Eatown just struggled to get the bats going. Were held hitless through the first 5. Finally got their first hit on the double from Tanner Waldrop in the top of the 6th inning. He ended up scoring for the River Riders' second run of the game, but just unable to get the bats going tonight. They finished with 2 runs on 2 hits and 1 error. So that will do it for us tonight. The River Riders drop to 4-7 on the year. They finished this 4-game road trip going 2-2, splitting with Danville and splitting with Burlington. Reed Plum gets the win. He moves up to 2-0 for Burlington. Spencer Atkins hit with the loss. He is hit with his first loss of the year. He drops 2-0-1. As for us in Burlington tonight, that'll do it. Final score once again, Burlington 8, Elizabethton 2. We will see you Tuesday night, Eatown and Danville Part 3, this time at home at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark, Pixelot TV stream. You can watch it on there. There will not be an audio option for that game, but you can check it out on Pixelot, appyleague.com/Elizabethton. Go to team. There's a drop-down menu. Streaming right underneath Listen Live. You can check the streaming tab. It'll be right there for you to watch. Should be a fun one as Eatown will look to get back in the win column and pick up a home win. But for tonight, that'll do it. Brian McSweeney saying goodnight from Burlington. Sock Puppets take the series finale over the River Riders by a final score of 8-2. We'll see you back in Eatown, folks. Good night.